FW Fitch Company presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris.
Won't come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my girl Mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy, and that's what I like about the star.
As in every household where there are children, Easter week at the Harris's is a time of great activity. One evidence of this activity was the arrival Friday morning of a package. Not long after opening it, Alice called her mother.
Hello.
Hello, Mom.
Oh, it's you, Alice. How are your plans for the children's Easter party coming?
Oh, fine. And that package just came.
Did the tailor do a good job?
Oh, yes, it's awfully cute. It's all made of pink velvet. And has great big floppy ears and a big powder puff for a tail.
Well, that's fine, Alice. But I still don't think you're going to get Phil to wear an Easter bunny suit. Have you told him yet?
No. But don't worry. I have ways of making him do things.
I know, dear, but do be careful. The last time you dislocated the poor boy's shoulder.
Oh, I'll find a way to break it to him gently. You're coming to the party Sunday, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Bill and I will be there about 2:30.
That's fine.
Oh, by the way, Alice.
Yes?
Well, this year when we get there, I wish you'd ask Phil not to make those remarks about your brother's head.
Don't worry, Mother. He'll be too busy hopping around in his bunny suit.
See you Sunday, dear.
Goodbye, Mother.
Hiya, beautiful. Who are you talking to?
My mother.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Well, you better not. Phil, I want to talk to you about the children's party.
Well, lay it on me, kid. I'm all ears.
Well, you will be Sunday.
Huh?
By the way, I got you a new Easter suit to wear.
You bought me a suit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you dear sweet thing. Come here, and let me give you a big bear hug.
When you get the suit on, you can give me a bunny hug.
Huh? Well, what's it like?
Well, in the first place, it's all pink.
But, honey, I got two pink suits already.
I know, but this one is quite a bit different. You see, on the... there's the back door. I'll see who it is.
You go see it is. I'm going up and shave.
Groceries.
Oh, hello. Just put him down there.
All right, Miss Faye.
Julius, what are you staring at?
You, Miss Faye. You have the rare beauty of a true thoroughbred. And your eyes are warm and friendly.
Why, Julius, Abruzio. Where did you get such a... That's a pretty speech.
I read it in Mama Duke, the story of a brave dog. By the way, Miss Faye, I brought you a little Easter present.
A present, Julia?
Yeah, it's a poem.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Desire at Ralph's Market by Julius Abruzio. It's true I'm just a grocery clerk, a poor, frustrated, lovelorn Jake. But all the dreary long day through, my thoughts go out, Miss Faye, to you. Your voice, it speaks so soft and young from every can of pickled tongue. I see your face in Kansas Crisco as salted fish from San Francisco. But when cruel doubt within me stirs and hurried thoughts to me occurs, to my poor heart I say, be still. This dame will pay her grocery bill.
Oh, Julius, that's very sweet.
Yeah, ain't it? Well, I gotta get back to the market now. Farewell, soulmate.
Goodbye, Julius.
Come over here, Phyllis. What are we doing in Mommy's closet, Alice?
I want to show you something, but I don't see it.
Mommy has so many dresses in here.
Look at that one with the lace and ruffles. Is that a new one?
No, I've seen that one lots of times. That's the one Daddy always puts on at parties.
Alice, what are you looking for?
Here it is.
Oh, look, it's a pink bunny suit.
That's right. Mommy's going to make Daddy put it on for our Easter party.
You mean he's going to wear that thing in front of our little friends?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear, now we'll have to move again.
Hey, hey, what are you kids doing in here?
We know something you don't know. We know something you don't know.
All right, now cut that out. You sound like the Andrews sisters. All right, what's it all about? What's it all about? Alice, you tell me.
Well,
you better sit down for this one, Daddy.
I will not. Now, what is it?
Well, you know our party tomorrow.
Yes.
And you see this pink suit in Mommy's closet?
Yes.
Well, you're going to be the Easter Bunny and lay eggs all over the lawn.
Who said that?
Mommy.
Oh, she did, huh? Well, listen, we'll see about that. Alice!
What is it, Phil?
Ooh! You scared me. I thought you were Peter Lorre.
What's all this shouting for?
I'll tell you what it's for. What's this about me wearing a bunny suit?
That's right, bunny boy.
No, you don't. Listen, if you want somebody to be a bunny, call your brother. He looks like a rabbit anyway.
He does not.
Then why does your mother always pick him up by the ears?
Now, look, Phil Harris. The children have counted on this, and if you think for one minute
right,
that you're going
right.
to get
Hold
out of it...
Hold it a minute. There's the door. Hold it a minute. Yeah?
Excuse me, Mr. Harris. I'm Chicken Snyder.
Oh, yeah, Chicken. You're the newspaper reporter.
Yeah, that's right. I'm from the Canoga Park, North Hollywood, Encino, and Van Nuys Gazette.
Yeah, well, come on in, Chicken. How you been?
Oh, just fine. You're looking good, but you got a nick on your face. Howdy do, Miss Faye. Cut yourself shaving?
Yes, a razor.
Do for you, Mr. Snyder.
Well, ma'am, I'm sure sorry I mistook your husband last week for Zeke Harris, the hay, feed, and fertilizer man.
Oh, that's all right, Chicken. We all make mistakes.
Well, what I come up for, I heard you folks are giving a party this Sunday. I thought I might write it up for my society column.
Well, gee whiz, that's awful nice of you, but it's not going to be a big event. Alice and I are going to have 12 children on Sunday.
And you don't call that a big event?
Look, Chicken, look, you don't understand. I mean, yes. Now, there'll just be 12 kids and then about 6 adults.
And one bunny.
A bunny? Who's going to be the bunny?
Zeke Harris, the fertilizer king.
All right, yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, folks. I'll give the Easter party a nice little write-up.
Gee, that'll be awful nice of you if you will, Chicken.
Yes, sir. I can just see the headline now. Phil Harris lays another egg.
Backed up by the Sportsman, Phil Harris brings us a new tune from the hit show Finian's Rainbow, a number he recently recorded for Victor.
What is the curse that makes the universe the wall bewildering? What is the hoax that just provokes the folks they call God's children? What is the jinx that gives a body and his brother and everyone around the runaround?
Everyone, the runaround. Everyone, the runaround.
Necessity.
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 That most unnecessary thing, necessity.
How unnecessary.
What throws the monkey wrench in a fella's good intention. That nasty old invention.
Necessity.
Brother, you so right.
My feet want a dance in the sun.
My head wants a rest in the shade.
The Lord says go out and have fun, but the landlord says,
man, you rent ain't paid. Necessity.
Necessity.
It's plain to see.
It's plain to see.
What a lovely old world this silly old world could be.
World could be.
But man, it's all in a mess, a count of necessity.
Necessity.
Hallelujah, I hear you talking.
Necessity.
Yes, sir. Now you let me tell you, there ought to be a law against necessity. Now the jail would never been there, except for folks who been there.
Well, how did you get in there?
Necessity.
Oh, life knocks you through for a loop.
And love knocks you flat on your pants.
And sin lands you right in the soup.
But nothing socks you harder than necessity.
You mean he does?
That's right, brother. Necessity.
There's nothing lower than less.
Unless it's necessity.
Necessity.
How low can you get? Say, look at that girl. Did you ever see such gorgeous hair?
Gee, she's great. No wonder we men are attracted by women who use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. For Fitch is a real beauty product that leaves your hair touchably soft, romantically smooth, sparkling with glamorous highlights. Fitch reveals the natural loveliness of your hair in two ways. First, it thoroughly cleanses the hair and scalp with its special antiseptic cleansing action. Second, it reconditions dry, oily, brittle, or problem hair by helping restore its elasticity. Yes, ladies, first, Fitch cleanses, then it reconditions. It leaves your hair ready to take and keep a wave longer and responsive to the comb. Fitch is effective in either hard or soft water for all colors and textures of hair. And since it is completely soluble, no special after rinse is needed. So make up your mind to have attractive hair that invites romance. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. Your hair will be soft, shining with bewitching highlights, irresistible to all. On Saturday, faced with the awful prospect of wearing a bunny suit Easter morning, Phil turned for consolation to that pillar of solidity and strength, Frankie, his guitar player.
Gee whiz, I hope Frankie's home. I gotta talk to somebody. Bunny suits. Gotta lay eggs on the lawn yet. Oh, this is murder. Oh, here's his door.
Who is it?
It's me, Frankie. Phil, Phil, let me in.
Oh, just a minute, Curly. I got something against the door. I'll move it.
Okay, come on in, Phil.
Frankie, what's the idea of piling all that junk in front of your door?
Necessity. I'm 3 months behind on my rent.
Look, Frankie, I'll lend you the money. How much is 3 months' rent?
$6.
How can you get an apartment for $2 a month?
I share the room.
With another guy?
No, with a hockey team. Hey, what are you doing around here today?
Oh, I had a little trouble at home again. Tomorrow's Easter, and Alice wants me to wear a pink rabbit suit with big floppy ears and a great big fluffy tail.
Well, you great big cuddly bunny boo.
Cut it out. This is serious.
Well, remember what I told you when you married her, Curly? The day would come when the kissing would stop and the hitting on the head would begin.
That's right, and you're no help. You can see I'm in an awful spot.
Well, why don't you do like Robert Mitchum and that pitcher? Some dame started pushing him around and he jumped out a 50-story window.
Yeah, but didn't it kill him?
No, I seen him in another picture last night. He didn't have a shot.
Well, them movie stars know how to fall.
Yeah. Well, listen, Curly, the way I look at it, it's time for action. This thing with you and Alice is the French Revolution all over again.
French Revolution?
Yeah. The time has come for you married peasants to rise against tyranny.
Yeah. That's right. You're right, Frankie. I'm revolting. Frankie, look, can't you see you've given me the spirit? From now on, Phil Harris is through being pushed around by dames.
Bravo! On to the Bastille! Off with their guillotines!
Yes, sir. Tomorrow morning, come what may, Phil Harris is not going to wear no man's bunny suit. Alice.
What, Phil?
My tail just fell off.
Well, stand still. I'll pin it back on. There. Why, with those sewed-up feet and those big floppy ears, you look just like a great big cuddly bunny rabbit.
I look like a big jerk, and you know it.
You do not. Now hop around the room for me and recite the poem I taught you.
But, Alice, I've done it 3 times already.
Go on.
But, Alice, it's so silly.
Phil Harris, start hopping.
Oh, all right. I am the Easter Bunny. Hippity, hippity, hop. Quiet when I holler, quiet. My ears are long and funny, flippity, flippity, fly. And I'll see that every girl and boy a present never lacks, but if they get too close to me, I'll break their little backs.
Phil, that's not in the poem.
I'll say what I want. Me bunnies are organized. Hey, what time does the party start anyway?
Oh, the kiddies will be here in about an hour. Oh, my goodness, I just thought of something.
What's wrong now?
I ordered 2 live rabbits for the party and I forgot all about picking them up.
Don't be silly. There's no such thing as 2 rabbits.
Now, look, Phil, you'll just have to drive downtown and get them.
But, honey, I won't have time to change before the kids will get here.
I know that. You'll have to go as you are.
I will not leave this house wearing no pink bunny suit.
Oh, yes, you will.
Alice, you're hurting my shoulder.
I'll I'll call the pet shop and tell them you're coming. Now get the car out and hurry.
Oh, hurry, all right.
Hurry, come on.
Gosh, I never knew the French Revolution was so one-sided. Well, here's the pet store. Wiz, I hope nobody sees me in this rabbit suit. No. Well, I guess that's the owner over there. Hey, fella.
Oscar, get back in your cage.
Wait a minute, I'm not one of your bunnies.
Then whose bunny are you?
Now, you listen to me.
I never saw such a big rabbit. What have you been eating, Wheaties?
Now, cut it out. I came here to buy some little bunnies.
Buy them? What's the matter? Can't you have any of your own?
Hey, look, Buster, what's wrong with you anyway?
Well, you've got me all rattled. You see, most of my customers are people.
Look, will you stop that? I am not a rabbit. I am Phil Harris.
Well, with those pink eyes, you could have fooled me.
Now, look, my wife ordered two rabbits, and I'm supposed to come and pick them up.
Yes, sir. Well, I have them right here in this crate.
Well, all right, then. Let me have them.
Very well.
Now, I guess you got it through your head that I'm not a rabbit.
Oh, yes, Mr. Harris.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, Harvey.
Gee whiz, I'm always in a jam, and I better step on it. That party's probably begun already. Uh-oh. What's that up ahead? Oh, brother, it's a roadblock. The cops are stopping everybody again. Oh, murder. I'd take this darn costume off, only I've got nothing under it but my shorts. Oh.
This is just a routine checkup, mister. May I see your register?
What's up, Doc?
How are you, officer? A bunny. Well, I knew anybody could get a license in California, but this is ridiculous.
Now, wait a minute, officer. I can explain. I'm Phil Harris.
Yeah? Let me smell your breath.
Now, wait a minute, officer. You see, my wife is having a party, and I'm a rabbit.
Oh, fine. We had one last night that thought he was a dachshund. I think you and the sergeant better have a little talk.
Now, wait a minute, officer. I got to get home. I'm in a hurry.
It'll only take a minute, Peter Rabbit.
Hey, look, Buster, how would you like to have a good punch right in the nose?
Oh, one of them kind, huh? Get out of that car!
Don't shout at me, Wendy. I'll have you transferred to Boyle Heights.
Get out of that car!
But officer, please, officer, not by my ears.
Mommy, the party's half over. Where's Daddy?
Yes, we want the Easter Bunny.
Well, I don't know what's happened to your father, babies. He should have been back an hour ago.
Alice, you don't suppose Phil is dead?
Oh, no, Mother, not on Easter.
No. Well, the children are getting awfully impatient, Alice. Why don't you sing something for them?
You better do something. It's getting awfully dull around here.
All right, Phyllis. When I was born, my ma and pa, they looked at me and said, "Oh, shaw." The doctor said it's a girl, I think. And pa went out and got a drink. Then ma said, "I look just like pa." And pa said, "I took after ma." and Jane said I looked like a quince. And I've been a stepchild ever since. Oh, why do they always pick on me? Why do they never let me be? I'm so very lonesome, awfully sad. It's a long time since I've been glad, but I know what I'll do by and by. I'll eat some worms, and then I'll die. When I'm gone, you wait and see. They'll all be sorry that they picked on me. Now, why do they always, always have to pick on me? Why do they never, never, never let me be? I'm still very lonesome, awfully sad. It's a long, long time since I've been glad. But I know what I'll do by and by. I'm going to eat me some worms, and then I'll die. And when I'm gone, you wait and see. They'll all be sorry, terribly, terribly sorry. Gee, they're really going to be sorry that they picked.
Can we do something for you, ma'am?
Yes, I'm Alice Faye. I came down as soon as you called, Sergeant.
Oh, yes, Miss Faye. We have him right down the hall here. Just follow me.
Hiya, kiddo. What they got you in for?
Phil, it's me. What happened to you? I was terribly worried, and the children were so disappointed.
Look, you lay off of me. I'm in enough trouble.
Well, how did you get in here?
All the cops were stopping everybody, and some wise guy picked me up on 3 charges. Vagrancy, impersonating a bunny, and biting a steering wheel off of a police car.
Well, for heaven's sakes, when they stopped you, why didn't you take off the bunny suit?
I did, and they added 3 more charges.
His bail's $25, Miss Faye. Would you like to pay it now?
Well, I don't know if he's worth $25.
Now, wait a minute, Alice. You've got to pay it. Get me out of here. They say if I wasn't called for in 2 hours, a veterinarian destroys me.
Oh, all right, Egghead.
Well,
come
get
on.
Me out
come
of here.
Come on,
Alice and Phil will be back in a moment. More people look at your hair than you'd ever guess, because they see it from the sides, the back, and from angles you never see. So be sure your hair creates a good impression. Remove unsightly dandruff easily and completely with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Fitch is guaranteed to remove dandruff the first time you use it. It's the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. You see, Fitch penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp, dissolving all traces of dandruff. Then it forms a rich lather to float it away. And that's all there is to it. Fitch has been granted the Good Housekeeping Seal. So use it regularly for well-groomed, dandruff-free hair that wins approving glances. Buy an economical bottle at drug or toilet goods counters or have professional applications of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo at barber or beauty shop.
Dale, look at the ears on your rabbit suit. They're all curly and wavy.
Sure. I'm no fool. I just washed them in Fitch shampoo.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.